I'm Steve Lennox. Seattle Seahawks are moving defensive end Michael Bennett and a seventh-round pick to the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles for receiver Marcus Johnson and a fifth-round pick. That according to our Adam Schefter. Trade adds Bennett to an already impressive defense that includes Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, and Brandon Graham. Johnson provides Seattle with some insurance at the position if it loses receiver Paul Richardson to free agency. Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman telling ESPN's Josina Anderson he hasn't been told anything about his future with the team. Amadei report that his time in Seattle will soon be over. Steelers will have $9.7 million in salary cap relief after Antonio Brown agreed to restructure his deal. All-pro receiver converts most of his $7.8 million base salary and $6 million roster bonus into signing bonuses. ESPN's Dan Graziano.
They gave Antonio Brown the extension last year. We discussed on the show the way the Steelers do contracts. They put the entire guarantee in the signing bonus, nothing guaranteed beyond that. So this gives Antonio Brown some upfront guaranteed money for this year, allows them to spread the cap hit over future years, and gets them closer to where they need in terms of that cap threshold.
NFL teams need to be under this cap threshold by Wednesday. Patriots release tight end Martellus Bennett. Move creates about $6 million in cap space for New England. NBA Rockets in Milwaukee tonight facing the Bucks. Rockets take the floor looking to extend their win streak to 17 in a row. Raptors and Pistons tip in 1 hour on ESPN TV. Game two, NBA doubleheader on ESPN. Cavaliers and Nuggets in Denver. First of six in a row on the road for Cleveland.
The ACC Tournament, live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Coverage continues tomorrow morning with the quarterfinals at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio, presented by Zelle.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is .08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is filling Cedar Rapids area positions for delivery drivers and driver trainees. Delivery driver applicants must hold or be able to obtain a Class A CDL during the training period. You can make a competitive wage. We are offering a hiring bonus for Class A certified CDL holders. Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group is also hiring full-time merchandisers to provide merchandising support to retail stores. Apply online or get more information at dpsg.com/careers. Put your hard work and innovation to work and get rewarded for it with Dr. Pepper Schnapple Group, an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
When I helped launch the SEC Network in 2014, there were certain cities I knew I would travel to for work. Atlanta, Birmingham, Nashville, all the SEC campus towns and cities. And places like LA, Phoenix, Tampa, Dallas, even Omaha. I knew I'd travel those places to cover national championship events featuring SEC teams. But today I find myself in a city I never thought I'd travel to. Not for anything SEC specific, yet I find myself in St. Louis. The SEC men's basketball tournament starts tonight here for the very first time. It's strange. Sure, it's a city in a state with an SEC program, and Mizzou is the 5 seed in this tourney, but it's relatively north and relatively cold and relatively off the grid when it comes to the Southeastern Conference. It's likely a one-time thing. There's not another trip here on the docket for at least the next several years, but check out some of the tourney over the course of the week and the weekend. Maybe it works. The SEC certainly hopes it does. But like the Big Ten tourney at Madison Square Garden, it just feels strange. In 60 seconds, how much does it mean?
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Last night, I fired up the tube hoping to see OKC defend its home floor and knock the Rockets off its winning streak, and then that didn't happen. Houston took the game over after the first quarter. They've won 16 straight. Now, it is the NBA. It's a long season, and with every regular season game, we have to ask how much we should take from it. This is my takeaway. Houston's combination of incredible ball movement combined with way above average shooting and much improved defense are no joke. No regular season smokescreen here. The Rockets are for real. And Oklahoma City continues to battle wild inconsistencies when it comes to shooting and defense. Yeah, I'm buying what I saw last night. And if Houston and the Thunder play in a best of seven, I'll take Houston in 5. Might do the same if they play Golden State. Certainly they will. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
6:07, welcome back, and welcome to hour number 3 of the Todd Bromelkamp Show. Does Iowa State knock off Texas tonight? It's the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com today. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot, and still 100% of our listeners saying no. Iowa State's season will end tonight at the hands of Shaka Smart and the Longhorns. Only God knows. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's where Tyler Cook is going to be playing basketball next year. Maybe Steve Prohm and Shaka Smart have a good idea what's going to go down tonight at the Sprint Center, but we'll find out. You can hear it right here on KGYM at 7:30 on our main gym, 1600 AM. We will join up with John Walters and the Cyclone Radio Network at 7:30 in the middle of the pregame tip-off set for about 8 o'clock tonight at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. And once Iowa State's done, it's all done, except for trying to figure out who we're going to carry through on our brackets to win the whole darn thing. No Hawkeyes, no Cyclones, no Panthers, but still an opportunity for you to take home $500 from Imon Communications. It's our KGYM Bracket Challenge. We do it every year. And $500, winner take all, not a bad prize. Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. Alex, we mentioned it was National Cereal Day today at the top of the program.
Yes,
we did.
We've
got some people who are disappointed that we will not be doing the Starch Madness bracket as we did last year. You may recall Lucky Charms was the winner. The one seed on the top part of the bracket beat the one seed on the bottom portion of the bracket, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I've never experienced such passion from our listeners over any snub or omission than what took place last year. I'm having flashbacks just thinking about this now, but what brought it to mind was a tweet from everybody's favorite punching bag on Twitter, Darren Rovell, ESPN's business reporter, who has tweeted out a graphic of the number 9 best-selling cereals in the United States. And the number one best-selling cereal in the United States was left off the 2017 Starch Madness bracket last year, and we had a lot of people who were very angry about that. This cereal has an extremely loyal and passionate following. We had a version of that cereal on the bracket, but we did not have the version. Do you know what the number one selling breakfast cereal, I say breakfast cereal as if there are different categories. Oh, that's a dinner cereal. Okay, the number one selling cereal in the United States, Alex Kuhn, is?
Corn Flakes.
It's an okay guess. The correct answer is Honey Nut Cheerios. And we had people who were mad, angry. Hey, where's Honey Nut Cheerios? We had
Cheerios on there.
As a 5 seed against the number 4 seed Rice Krispies. If you are curious on National Cereal Day, which, by the way, is March 7th every year, it's not like Easter. It doesn't float around. When I was younger, very confusing. Well, why does Easter change? Christmas is the same. Why does Easter change? March 7th, National Cereal Day every day. Do the folks at General Mills, did you guys get off work or anything today, or get a little bonus on your paycheck for National Cereal Day? Let me know on the text line, 319-366-1600. The top 9 best-selling cereals in the United States, according to the graphic that was probably stolen from somebody else by Darren Rovell. Honey Nut Cheerios are number 1, followed by Frosted Flakes, then Honey Bunches of Oats. I don't know about that. Okay. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number 4, followed by regular Cheerios. So 2 of the top 5 selling cereals are Cheerios. 1 is Honey Nut, 1 is regular. Number 6, Fruit Loops. Number 7, Lucky Charms. Number 8, Frosted Mini Wheats. The frosting on the mini wheats doesn't offset the fact that it's still mini wheats, in my opinion.
They used to be my favorite as a kid.
In my opinion. And number 9, I guess you got to stay regular somehow, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the number 9 best-selling cereal in the country. We were talking about adult decisions the other day. How did that come up, adult decisions?
I said that I considered the first time that I switched the clock on my stove as way too big of an adult accomplishment, because in the past, up until I was probably 22 or 23, I was just doing the math in my head if it was off.
I've always considered an adult decision, as opposed to you're a college kid or you're an adult, the choice between purchasing generic cereal, the store brand version of a cereal, and the actual name brand cereal. Because if you have that choice, chances are you are an adult. If you're a college kid, you're probably buying the store brand because it's cheaper. And some would say close to the same thing.
I would.
Now, if I recall last year, there was no bigger blowout on the bracket than number 1 seed Lucky Charms beating the store brand knockoff Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that wasn't a fair fight.
It was
that
like
was
92% of the vote went with Lucky Charms there. There really is no difference. My parents told me that as a kid growing up. We didn't have a ton of money when we had cereal. It was usually the store brought Malto Meal brand or whatever it is. You know, it comes in the big.
It gets soggy easier.
No, it doesn't. You look at you can tell by looking at the package what it's supposed to be. You know, chocolate flavored crispy flakes or whatever. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's Cocoa Pebbles, but they can't call it that. So they have to call it something generic.
I always wondered how they got away with copyright infringement, because it's so close that I feel like almost every time
cereal and soda are my two favorite things when it comes to how close can you tiptoe right up to the line to drive home to people who are the consumers that this is actually supposed to be name brand cereal.
Well,
or name brand soda.
Like on medicines?
Like Dr. Thunder. Okay, yeah, you're not leaving much gray area there. That's supposed to be a Dr. Pepper knockoff. And I'm trying to remember whether it's Fairway or Hy-Vee. I can't remember what brand. But, okay, you put Dr. right in the name. Yeah, you got to be an idiot not to realize what that's supposed to be.
Have you ever noticed that at like
Mountain Thunder? Oh, Mountain Dew. Okay.
At a pharmacy, when the like Walgreens has their own brand of Sudafed, they're like, we call this Wall-Fed. Compares very similarly to Sudafed.
That's you know what, I appreciate that. It's a little truth, but I've always thought, how do you get a job where you have to come up with the names for the generic versions, the store brand versions of the cereal? And how close can you get to calling them Lucky Charms without getting a letter in the mail from General Mills saying, hey, you can't call them Lucky Charms? They're sort of magically tasty. Well, no, I'm sorry. Cease and desist. That's a little bit too close to magically delicious. Number one selling breakfast cereal in the country, and we didn't have it on the bracket at all last year, Honey Nut Cheerios. 616, here's what we need. 319-366-1600. Yes, text line, Mountain Lightning. Yeah, well, I don't know what this citrus-flavored soda is supposed to possibly taste like. Mountain Lightning? I've never had such a thing. Hillbilly Hee-Haw, or whatever the Fairway brand is, that's my favorite because it's got the little hillbilly guy on the bottle. But yes, generic names for name brand things that don't leave much ambiguity. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2 right now to that number, 366-1600. On the line tonight on the 6 o'clock showdown, a brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. They've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You can find them on the Ped Mall, 101 South Dubuque Street. It is time this Saturday night before you go to bed to spring ahead to daylight savings time. Don't forget to change all of the clocks in your house. 319-366-1600. I see we've got two callers. We'll find out who our contestants are when we return after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertine and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse, you know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
It's coming! like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we've got a regular contributor on the text line. Ian in Oxford is going to be answering Alex's questions tonight. And Rick in Marion has my questions on the line tonight, a brand new watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Gentlemen, how are we this Wednesday evening?
Fantastic. Good. And yourselves?
We're hanging in there, counting down the hours until 7 o'clock when we can get out of here. We appreciate you listening and hanging out with us tonight. Seven questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. If there's enough time, we'll come back to it. And in the event, the unlikely event that there's a tie, we'll figure out how to break that tie. So, Ian, I'm going to let you and Alex determine whether you'd like to go first or last tonight.
Ian, do you want the ball first, or are we deferring?
Let's take the ball.
All right. So, like Todd said, seven questions. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. If you're ready, we'll start right now.
Let's rock.
All right. What breakfast cereal won last year's Starch Madness tournament on KGYN?
Pass.
New UNI offensive line coach Ryan Clanton played at this Pac-12 school.
Can you repeat that?
New UNI offensive line coach Ryan Clanton played at this Pac-12 school.
Pass.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver recently admonished this team for sitting two of its best players.
San Antonio.
Former Cardinals pitcher Lance Lynn reportedly turned down a two-year, $20 million offer to pitch for this AL team.
The Yankees.
Which publication named Iowa's Megan Gustafson a second-team All-American today?
Sporting News.
Which team won the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Hoops Tournament?
Illinois State.
What NFL team released former Cedar Rapids resident Alden Smith yesterday?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. There is still the possibility of the 0-0 tie. It has happened before. Rick, let's try to make that not a thing tonight, okay? On your mark, we'll go with Alex's questions. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What NFC East team did the Seattle Seahawks trade defensive end Michael Bennett to?
Philadelphia.
Which NCAA tournament bubble team does Iowa State play tonight in the Big 12 tournament?
Texas.
The Gonzaga Bulldogs won their sixth consecutive conference tournament title last night. What conference are they members of?
West Coast.
Bobby Bethard, the grandfather of former Hawkeye quarterback C.J. Bethard, and the chose this legendary Washington Redskins coach to present him in the Hall of Fame inductions.
Joe Gibbs.
Which NFL running back is threatening to sit out parts of the 2018 season if he doesn't get a long-term contract?
Bell from Pittsburgh.
Which expansion NHL franchise currently leads the Pacific Division in points?
Las Vegas.
Well, this is big. Could be a Hall of Famer. What was Texas center Mo Bamba's reaction to a question about the possibility of him coming back to school next season? Did he roll his eyes, laugh, or cry?
Laugh.
We have not only the largest blowout in showdown history, but a new member of the Showdown Hall of Fame. Rick, that was a perfect 7-for-7. You ran the table. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and Kyle is going to tell you how you can get your hands on that brand new watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Remember, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. They've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. A member of the Dickens family is always in the building. They can answer any question you may have about the fine jewelry that they have there in their cases. Alex, questions were not...
They were moderate.
Moderate. They were moderate.
I wouldn't say that they were difficult or easy. They were somewhere in the middle. Tried to throw a little NHL in there, but Rick was on top of things.
Yeah.
So I'll give him credit for that. And then your questions. Lucky Charms. won Starch Madness last
Lucky
year.
Lucky Charms, yep. We did not do it this year, much to the consternation of some people on the text line.
Ryan Clanton is the new offensive line coach at UNI, and he was a team captain as an offensive lineman at the University of Oregon from, 2008 to 2011.
If memory serves, they won a Rose Bowl and a Fiesta Bowl with him on the roster.
We talked about this in the last hour or so. Adam Silver basically called the Chicago Bulls out for tanking. Lance Lynn turned down a 2-year, $20 million offer from the Minnesota Twins. Megan Gustafson was named second team All-American by USA Today. The Loyola Ramblers beat Illinois State to win the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Hoops Tournament, and Alden Smith was released yesterday by the Oakland Raiders.
He was in the vicinity on a number of the questions. Just couldn't, and then it all went for naught. So Rick and Marion, we have to remember now, is a member of the, I guess, fictitious. We've lost the records. Well, I know Luke and Marion reminds us every chance that he gets that he's the first person to go undefeated in the 6 o'clock showdown. Dave Zolo, friend of the show, is a Hall of Famer. I think he was number 4 or 5, and I believe Rick is the 6th person to ever have. And it's a lot tougher than you may think, because you can answer those questions. Yeah, that's fine. But when you put the timer to somebody and you tell them you've got 7 questions in 60 seconds, it's a game changer. So I don't care how easy the questions are, to not be rattled, to not be frazzled, to not waste any time. That was a surgical dismantling of the questions tonight by Rick. Extremely impressive. Enjoy that brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker. Does Iowa State beat Texas tonight? That's our poll question today, kgymradio.com. You can vote now through 7 o'clock. We will join up at 7:30 tonight, the Cyclone Radio Network. And since we did step aside early there to get our contestants, we'll have Kyle come in here and give us a big board update momentarily. State basketball tournament play continuing today at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Scott Unash on the call of a number of games, including North Lynn, the number 1 seed in the Class 1A field. They won in advance. Who'd they beat and who do they play? Kyle will have that for you and more right now. Your next Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's Megan Gustafson was named a second team All-American by USA Today this afternoon. It's not really my job to tell you that was a snub, but Gustafson led the country in scoring by more than a full point, that coming on the nation's best field goal percentage. She was 5th in rebounding and 2nd with 27 double-doubles. So, you know, it kind of was. Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley has been named to the Johnny Bench Award watch list, which is given annually to Division I's top catcher. As a junior last season, Cropley hit .269 with 9 home runs, 38 RBI, 41 runs scored, and threw out a Big Ten leading 19 base stealers. So far this season, he's hitting .324 with a team leading 12 RBI. Iowa State has its first round Big 12 tournament game later tonight with Texas. The Cyclones already have 4 and 16 point losses to the Longhorns this season, but a lot's changed for tonight's matchup. Texas will be without its likely top 5 NBA draft pick, center Mo Bamba, and Iowa State's going to be without Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young. We'll pick up coverage at 7:30 before they tip at 8 on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Iowa basketball commit Joe Wieskamp's high school career came to an end last night at the hands of fellow future Hawkeye Patrick McCaffrey, as Iowa City West beat Muscatine 62-50 and will now face Waukee in the semifinals tomorrow night. We also had couple other local teams competing at the state tournament today. North Lynn beat Don Bosco 74-51 to advance to the championship game, and Cedar Falls did the same to Sioux City East 75-47. They're going to face West Des Moines Valley in the semis tomorrow.
The Big 12 tournament is underway in Kansas City. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State playing on ESPNU right now. About 8 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the first half of that game, and Oklahoma State leading 22-19. Oklahoma State coming in at 18-13. Oklahoma at 18-12. Most people think Oklahoma is in, and Oklahoma State is out as far as on the outside looking in. Maybe that changes things as far as the NCAA bracketology goes. The only team that for sure right now is not in the NCAA tournament is Iowa State. Cyclones are looking to change that. They would unfortunately need to win the entire tournament to get in. They'll try to do so tonight. Baby steps. Can't think about Texas Tech tomorrow unless you beat Texas tonight. And Alex, as we've been discussing and talked about with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com, no Mo Bamba tonight means there's at least a chance Iowa State lives to see tomorrow. The point spread in Las Vegas tumbled about 4.5 to 5 points when it became clear that it didn't look like Bamba was going to be able to play tonight. Iowa State still about a 5-point underdog.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there's a much better chance that Iowa State gets to tomorrow. I still think it's an outside chance, but if they can get one win in the Big 12 tournament, I think that they would consider it a success. I know we always say stranger things have happened. If the Iowa State Cyclones were to win the Big 12 tournament this year, then yeah, stranger things have probably happened, but not many. Just with how depleted they are and how they've played down the stretch because of the depletion of their roster and their injuries, I think that you just have to wonder, is there even a drop of gas left in the tank? And we're going to find out in about an hour and a half from Kansas City.
I am so very excited about this. If you stick with us through the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be able to bring you a Bachelorette update, and it has a Big Ten flavor.
I thought it was The Bachelor that was on.
It was. Now they rotate. They rotate. It's The Bachelor, and then they do a Bachelorette
version. Do they ever take a break?
And no, there's no taking a break from the reality TV machine that is the Bachelor franchise. As a matter of fact, you know Old Takes Exposed on Twitter?
Yeah, I do.
They dug up a while ago a TV critics column when The Bachelor debuted, and the TV critics said, oh, this is never going to get off the ground. This is going to bomb big time. It's now, I think, season 20 is right around the corner.
20 seasons?
20 seasons.
But don't they do like
two a year. So it's been around for a decade. A former Big Ten football player is vying for the love and affection of the new Bachelorette. Is it a former Hawkeye? We will tell you when we come back after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMRadio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Jiffy Lube near you.
6:34, welcome back in, and if you were looking for a respite from Bachelor and Bachelorette talk. It's coming.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
Just not quickly enough for some of you, but we did mention that Ari we discussed this yesterday because it was a
man or woman.
It was a big story. Ari Lyandike Jr., the open wheel former open wheel racer.
Oh, was he the Bachelor?
He was the Bachelor, okay. Son of the legendary Indy racer Ari Lyandike Sr. He had proposed originally to Becca Kerfin, a Minnesota resident, very stunning, down-to-earth sort of girl-next-door brunette. And this is after he had dumped, if you will, the Lauren, the blonde Lauren. And then after being together for a couple weeks with Becca, he decides, hey, I'm doing all of these things with Becca, and I can't stop thinking what it would be like to do them with Lauren. Don't get your mind out of the gutter. He's talking about going on dates and stuff.
Didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, the look on your face said it all. I guess it could have been presented a little bit better on my end. But anyway, he has a camera crew show up, and he dumps Becca. ABC shows the whole thing. Major train wreck. Basically, probably two or three steps shy of showing a live execution on TV. I think we're getting very close to that because it was disgusting. But hey, whatever gets you ratings, ABC. No surprise here. Becca is the new Bachelorette. They've already started shooting the new season. And one of the men vying for her affection. No, it's not Kyle. We tried. We tried to make a tape and send it in for Kyle, but we didn't get it in under the cutoff. A former Wisconsin Badger defensive back. He's 26 years old, named Darius Feaster. He was one of the five. They now give you a little bit of a sneak preview. And last night they introduced her to five of the men who were vying for her affection. He was one of the five that we got a sneak peek of last night. He does not appear to have recorded any statistics at Wisconsin. He was a Badger from 2011 to 2012. So slightly less time in Wisconsin and Madison than Gary Anderson, but he will be a contestant on this season's Bachelorette.
Pepper, can I get a reaction?
I feel shocked.
I just wanted to throw that in there. So we don't know if he played at all?
It doesn't look like he did. I'm looking, and I can't. Every site that I look at, I'm not seeing any statistics for him.
I'm just surprised that there hasn't been like a celebrity knockoff of this show, because there has been with every other reality television show.
His Instagram, by the way, just in case you want to give him a follow, and that's really all these people do this for, is Feast the Beast. And he kind of came off as creepy last night. He kept talking about how hot she was, and at one point in time she had to tell him, don't get ahead of yourself here. So I wouldn't necessarily say he's a favorite to win the new season, but
somebody on that show, creepy.
The whole idea of going on TV to try to find love is something that I can't even fathom. And then you know that the TV producers are going to package what they shoot into the most convoluted, contrived version of their reality possible so that they can keep you watching and get ratings. So did you
mention that the episode the other night was just a few steps short of witnessing a live execution? Do you think that they went overboard?
I absolutely do. And the fact that she seems fine with it, this is almost like her payoff. You had your heart ripped out on national TV. You got embarrassed to the point where I'm not sure I could live with myself after being that embarrassed on national TV. But hey, psst, we're going to make you the next Bachelorette, and we're going to give you 25 hot guys to choose from, and we're going to send you all over the globe. They go to these. This is no surprise why these relationships don't work out. They send these people to exotic, amazing locations. Ari and the two women spent the final days in Peru. Send them to Peru, Illinois. Let them have to commiserate over over a fast food meal at McDonald's or something that people do in regular life. That's how you can tell whether or not you've got somebody who's going to be right for you in a relationship. Of course, you have no idea, no basis for reality, your connection with all of these people outside of mainly the physical attraction. And again, they don't put people who look like me on these TV shows. Not a single bachelor or bachelorette has been of the humble-looking variety. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, no, this can't possibly work out because the whole thing is a fairy tale. You're doing things that you don't normally do or wouldn't do with your partner in real life.
And that's why I can somewhat understand the appeal to watching it. It's garbage. But some people just get so wrapped up in it. And I hear people, man, this show affects my mood way too much.
Now, see, why? this is important for you and Kyle.
I'm trying to understand this. Why? Why do you let that crap? Don't you have enough drama in your life to not let some schmo who is trying to get famous by going on this television show affect how you feel? I don't get it.
I'm trying to do you guys a favor here because someday you will find yourself in a relationship with a woman who watches this TV show and you will need background information.
See, I have seen a couple of episodes, so I have been able to make the realization that I would just sit there and make fun of it the whole time. Are women okay with that?
So if you find the right type of woman who's okay with making fun, if you can share your snark with someone,
I can handle
then,
that.
Yeah, that's a keeper. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertine and Stocker text line. We opened the show today by discussing our collective outrage that Megan Gustafson was named a second team All-American by USA Today. Megan Gustafson, who's the leading scorer in all of Division I women's basketball. Megan Gustafson, who was the player of the year in the Big Ten, at least according to the media. The coaches did not vote for her, but her numbers tell the tale. She is one of the best college players in the country, but not apparently in the eyes of USA Today, a first-team All-American. Now, the Associated Press has yet to release its top 25, or its All-America poll, and there's some speculation that perhaps she'll be a first team on that list. I don't know how you can watch her and say that she's anything other than a first team All-American and send them tapes of the Minnesota game from the Big Ten tournament in which she scores 48 points. 48 of Iowa's 89 points were scored by her, and this isn't a situation where the offense is set up to run through her for the most part. She's just doing what she needs to do in order to help her team, and she puts herself in a position to score more often than not. She rebounds like mad, double-double virtually every night. She already owns the school record for that. She gets to come back next year and play another entire season. A lot of people out there feeling Megan Gustafson was disrespected today. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Did she deserve or does she deserve, since there are more lists to come, first-team All-America honors?
Somebody was upset earlier on today that they go by position as far as the All-American candidacy is concerned. So on USA Today, they only had two post players, and then they went with a three-guard lineup, and somebody thought that maybe you should just go with the five best players and not separate them by position. And yeah, I to a certain degree I see that. I personally think that she was recognized today, and that's nothing to sneeze at. That's not something to take lightly. Somebody being named an All-American is is an excellent thing for the Iowa basketball program. I just look at this and I think to myself, if they went strictly based on the best players in the country, we would have five UConn Huskies on the first team All-American list, and that would not be any fun. So I understand being a little bit upset. I just look at that and say, there were some really good players out there. The National Player of the Year is in front of her, and then the best player on the UConn Huskies was on there ahead of her as well. And I can see where they were coming from a little bit.
Plenty to get to before 7 o'clock tonight. We'll join up at 7:30 on 1600 AM with the Iowa State Radio Network. Cyclones are in Kansas City at the Sprint Center, where they will be taking on Texas tonight. Longhorns won the two meetings during the regular season. Iowa State has a chance to win the one that matters tonight, because that will advance them and set them up with a showdown with Texas Tech tomorrow. I'll take a look at the Hertin and Stocker text line. I guess I'll agree with this. I have no idea here, but one of the texters, 8717, says, you've been in a lot better mood lately, Todd, and the show has been better for it. I wouldn't necessarily agree with it, but I think maybe it's because basketball season is almost over. I've been doing this going on 7 years now, and I've never had a season like this where there wasn't one bright, shining thing to talk about. Iowa State, you and I, and Iowa, the men, were all awful this year. So maybe I'm in a good mood because basketball season is almost, maybe I'm in a good mood because baseball season is almost here. I mean, let's be honest.
Maybe it's a combination of both.
It could be. I'm watching, I call him your guy. You were fascinated.
My guy?
With Luis Robert.
Yes.
The White Sox prospect, who today hit a grand slam to give the White Sox a win in Cactus League play.
I have to ask you, what do you think?
Because I am very intrigued by him. I haven't seen enough of him to know whether or not this is Jorge Soler in sheep's clothing or whether he's going to pan out and be a legitimate player. But I'm telling you right now, if you're somebody who wants to become a baseball fan, but you don't have a team, latch on to the White Sox right now. Get in on the ground floor, because no one's going to make fun of you for being a White Sox fan right now. But chances are very high in about 5 years they could be, because there will be a lot of people on that bandwagon. Now, that's not to say that all of their prospects are going to pan out, but Rick Hahn, the general manager on the south side of Chicago, has done a tremendous job of putting that team in a position to be very successful for a very long time. And we've talked about this in the past on the show, the idea that both the Cubs and the White Sox could be good for several years at the same time, which to me is extremely positive and intriguing. The Cubs debuted Yu Darvish yesterday. Four strikeouts over two innings, struck out some recognizable names, including Yasiel Puig. They're playing the Dodgers. If you're not fully on board with Yu Darvish wearing a Cubs uniform, I think you can be at this point. But spring training continues to meander toward the finish line. Lots of big names still out there. We mentioned one of the questions on the 6 o'clock showdown had to do with Lance Lynn. Still unsigned at this point, turned down a two-year, $20 million deal reportedly from the Minnesota Twins. Also, another story out there, the Royals said to be contemplating perhaps offering Mike Moustakas a one-year deal to return to Kansas City. Moustakas is one of these guys like Jake Arrieta right now who's still jobless the first full week of March. It's hard to believe.
What is he asking for? That's what I'm just trying to figure out, because
world peace. I have no idea.
How much did Logan Morrison make? $5 million a year for the next four or five. That's
going to be, I think, one of the best signings of the offseason. Greg Holland and the Rockies were a year ago, and I think the Twins have this year's steal of the free agent period, if you will. I think Logan Morrison, for what he did last year in Tampa and what the Twins had to pay this year, pennies on the dollar for that type of production if he can turn around and do it again this year with Minnesota. Now, it was a career year for him last year, but they bought low on him. So I don't know what these guys have to do right now outside of taking, as I just said, pennies on the dollar so that they have jobs. They're not going to get those long-term deals right now. I think the only way Jake Arrieta signs anytime soon, at least to me, is if a contending team suffers some sort of catastrophic injury. Tommy John surgery gets announced for a start. Now, today, there was an announcement. Tampa Bay, a pitching prospect, Jose De Leon, who they got from the Dodgers a couple years ago, he's going to undergo Tommy John surgery. But at this point, I'm starting to wonder, I know you mentioned Kyle Loesch on the show the other day, and Jake Arrieta is in a completely different stratosphere from Kyle Loesch, but I'm starting to wonder if there's not a wait a month into the season to see what team steps up and signs him at this point, which can't be sitting well with Scott Boras, who's his agent. Scott Boras has been able to get some of his clients, very nice contracts this offseason, but it's very clear that the owners are tightening the purse strings, and it's to the detriment of this current free agent class. Maybe next year's free agent class, although, you've got a lot of people out there that are saying Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, teams are very hesitant to commit to big contracts this year because there are more lucrative free agents next year, and they want the money to pursue those guys.
And how can you not pay those guys? That's where I
can't wait to see what Harper gets.
Does he get $400 million? I thought coming into last year there was a chance of it. Now, that's what he's going to ask for, isn't it? Manny Machado is going to ask for just over $300 million. Will those guys get paid? That's going to be the real test of if the market has actually changed, or if in fact this free agent class was so flawed that they didn't want to pay for prior success a couple of years ago. Because I don't think that Jake Arrieta, quite frankly, deserves a 6-year, $100 or $200 million contract right now. I think he is in clear decline over what he was a couple years ago when he won the Cy Young. So we'll find out next offseason, but this offseason has clearly been bizarre.
We're going to talk next week with Brian Hoke, who covers the Yankees for MLB.com. He's got a brand new book out called The Baby Bombers. So if you're a Yankees fan, join us next week in an abbreviated schedule next week because Tuesday and Wednesday we're out early for the Dayton NCAA tournament games, and then Thursday and Friday we are not going to be on at all. But we'll talk a little baseball, Yankees baseball, with Brian Koch next week. So very much looking forward to that and working my way through that book right now. The Yankees, one of the teams that made a major offseason acquisition, not a free agent signing, but they were able to, for pennies on the dollar, from their old pal Jeets, get Giancarlo Stanton from the Marlins. We'll see how this plays out. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton in the same lineup. It's going to be fun. Aaron Boone walking into a very good situation for a first-year manager. 6:53, we'll step aside for the final time tonight. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a last big board update for you, and then we'll tell you what's in store tomorrow. Hint, it is Iowa State heavy. Back with more after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
That coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back in. Just enough time to kick you over to Kyle. He's got your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's Megan Gustafson was named a second-team All-American by USA Today this afternoon. It's not really my job to tell you that that was a snub, but Gustafson led the country in scoring by more than a full point, that coming on the nation's best field goal percentage. She was also fifth in rebounding and second with 27 double-doubles, so it kind of was. Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley has been named to the Johnny Bench Award watch list, which is given annually to Division I's top catcher. As a junior last season, Cropley hit .269 with 9 home runs, 38 RBI, 41 runs scored, and threw out a Big Ten leading 19 base stealers. So far this season, he's hitting .324 with a team leading 12 RBI. Iowa State has its first round of Big 12 tournament game later tonight with Texas. The Cyclones already have 4-16 point losses to the Longhorns this season, but a lot's changed for tonight's matchup. Texas will be without its likely top 5 NBA draft pick, center Mo Bamba, and Iowa State will again be without Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young. We're going to pick up coverage at 7:30 before tip-off at 8 on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Iowa basketball commit Joe Wieskamp's high school career came to an end last night at the hands of fellow future Hawkeye Patrick McCaffrey as Iowa City West beat Muscatine 62-50 and will now face Waukee in the semifinals tomorrow night. We had a couple other local teams competing at the state tournament today. North Lynn beat Don Bosco 74-51 to advance to the championship game, and Cedar Falls did the same to Sioux City East 75-47, and they're going to face West Des Moines Valley in the semis tomorrow.
Joe Wieskamp is going to join us on the program Friday. Tomorrow on the show, Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports and Alan Lazard, fresh off his appearance in Indianapolis at the Combine. Score from the Big 12 men's basketball tournament, the preview, the game before Iowa State and Texas tonight. Oklahoma State leads Oklahoma 39-28 at the half. 7:30, 1600 AM. We're joining up with the Cyclone Radio Network. Talk to you tomorrow.